Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a hadith which has been transmitted and narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding self-scrutiny. In Arabic, we call this muraqibatun nafs. You might also translate this word not as self-scrutiny, but being vigilant over the soul and protecting it from committing vices and committing sins. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following: the scriptures of Prophet Abraham, Suhufi Ibrahim, this is a Quranic term, it's been mentioned in Surah A'la. These were probably some scriptures that were revealed to Prophet Abraham, a divine book that was revealed to him. In those scriptures, the following is contained: the rational man, as long as he is of sound reason, must put aside several hours during the day, an hour for conversing with his Lord, an hour for self-scrutiny and accounting for himself, and an hour to ponder over Allah's favors bestowed upon him. So these 3 hours are basically hours in which a man devotes to his, religion. So in one part of it, he talks with God, he prays to him, he makes dua to him. And in another hour, he takes account for himself, he assesses his mistakes, his sins, his errors that he might have committed, with respect to the rules and the laws of religion. In an hour, he ponders over Allah's favors that God has given him, and he thanks God for them. And then in continuation, the tradition says, and an hour to spend on his own lawful pleasures. Right, so this is an hour in which is God has left a man free to do what he wants, provided it is within the parameters and boundaries that religion has allowed us to enjoy. In continuation, this hadith mentions the reason why Allah has given this single hour as a free hour, as free time for us. It says, for this 1 hour will be an aid to him in fulfilling his other hours. Meaning when a man enjoys himself in that hour, right, it refreshes him, it replenishes his energy, and it allows him to work hard for the other 3 hours. Right, so in essence, this is also connect. This one single hour is also a means or a tools for those other ones, as well as time to recuperate and relax. Right. So with respect to the past, you're relaxing and recuperating, and with respect to the future, you're preparing yourself for the next day. This is the way that a man should divide his day. Of course, when it says here an hour, it might not necessarily mean that one should spend simply an hour of his day doing each of these things. Because somebody might object here by saying that, well, what about the other hours that remain? So these probably are a reference to the divisions of the day that a man should make, not necessarily specifically an hour. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the enjoyment of self-scrutiny in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz. a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.